Ghosty Fam, Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things as well. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi friends, Amy here. This is a bonus episode for you. This is the last 20 or so minutes of our discussion with Leah Marie, the shaman. You heard talk about her travels in episode 108, Internal Upgrades. If you somehow stumbled upon this one without listening to that episode, you'll want to go back and grab that one before hearing this one so that you get a little bit more context of what we had been talking about. Enjoy!
And so it's been cool to get my familial history through ghost stories from my family.
Why not? Love it.
It's part of the shamanic work, right? It's like we communicate with spirits for many reasons.
Right.
Personally and for clients and things. So it's cool stuff.
Yeah. All right. Do we have any more questions? Is there anything else you want to make sure we talk about?
I don't know. I feel like I could talk for days about all the things.
Well, I'm sure we'll love to have you back to talk about more of those.
Or go to a patio with some pups and a beer.
Yeah, exactly. I love chatting about all this stuff just to create more openness for travel and for the, you know, talking about ghosts and aliens and other topics that are, you know, I feel like we're starting to become a little bit more mainstream for us so that we can actually utilize these things in ways that can be helpful rather than the fear-based stuff. And I feel like that's part of my mission too, is to help educate that there is so much power in having these conversations and, you know, showcasing all kinds of different components of that world.
Right.
You know, that feels
so fascinating.
It is. I mean, we could talk for days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Leah just said,
if I sat down and went through every little alignment, you know, there was like, in London, we're walking the streets one day, just had some hours to explore. And a random woman came and stopped my friend and started chit-chatting with her while I'm taking a picture of this griffin statue that was super cool in the middle of the road. And like, then all of a sudden the woman's like, oh yeah, and I used to be on the board for this, and I know where this is and this is and this is. And then she's like, oh, and if you go down the block there and you find the entranceway that has the lamb above it, then you go through it and then you go left, you'll actually find the Knights of the Templar Church and all this other stuff. And I was just like, excuse me, what? Because I also have like a really fun like connection to Knights and Camelot and the Templars and all that kind of stuff from like other realms. And so it wasn't on our radar, didn't know it was there. She just literally stopped us to have a conversation with us to tell us where it was. And then we turned around and she was gone. Like, poofski. And it was like, poofski. What just happened? And so, that's of course, amazing. We turned around and went back down the street and found.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? Not do that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was super cool, neat little place with all this history in it. And again, just like going with the flow, right? We thought we were going to go to St. Paul's Cathedral and then got there. And it was like, we didn't have enough time to do the whole thing. So it's like, okay, we could have rushed that, but we said, never mind, we'll just be flexible and we'll walk down this block. And then we meet this random magical person who directs us into, there's no way you would have found it from around the street if you didn't know what you were looking for. And even knowing what we were looking for, it was still like, are we going in the right direction?
Is it a right or a left at the lamb?
Right. It was like we went down the walkway and then the other walkway and down the tunnel, and now we're over here. And
then you start going, did we get just led into a trap?
Is this a trap?
Or are we getting mugged?
Yeah, and we did have an experience in Bangkok where we ended up getting on a little tuk-tuk ride and going to someone's shop, which was not what we had intended to do. And then once we got there and realized they were taking us somewhere that wasn't where we wanted to go, I was just like, and here's the money for that, and we're leaving. And it's just, so even that, when you like do get looped into weird things that you like, lack of communication because of language barrier and that kind of thing, you know, it's just like being able to pivot and say, I don't care what this person thinks. If I just pay them and get off and leave, like that's not my concern.
Right.
If I don't want to be here, I'm not going to be here.
Right. Like my favorite murder says, fuck politeness.
Fuck politeness.
You don't owe anybody.
100% in those situations.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was as polite as one could be.
Right. Well,
yeah. Thank you and no thank you.
Yeah. Gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. That's so it's awesome. Just like cool things like that can happen. I mean, they happen every day anyways, but I feel like it's our openness to that. And I'm very open to being pleasantly surprised by strangers and led on beautiful little adventures wherever I am. So that kind of intention and mindset is great for life, you know?
Yeah.
Be open to be pleasantly surprised.
Yep. Yes. I love that. That's great. All right. Well, with that, I guess we should wrap up. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for joining us.
Very
again.
Welcome.
Yes. Lovely. Thank you. Always so appreciate fun to talk to you. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you guys as well for inviting me and holding a lovely
You're always
space
welcome.
For it. So yeah, I'll let you know. I'll try to, I have many fun, weird other stories that I'm sure would be relevant to share. So I'll give it some thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And be in touch with you on that realm.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Okay, do we want super weird or moderately
weird? We can have super weird on a patio, too. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
I can always give you like the Cliff Notes versions, and then if you want it more in depth,
there you go. Yeah,
we're in the same city. There's 20 breweries.
I know. Have a little meeting and we can discuss what we're going to do next time.
Wesley will wear his bow tie even.
I do have a soft spot for animals with bow ties.
He's my healer dog. He's a black lab, but he's the one who got me through losing my first one. So
yeah, and the labs that are my first was a lab mix, and she will forever have a very big place in my heart, which is part of why I don't even like if I ever have other animals, it's going to be because other people in my life bring them into my life. Because that's kind of the only way I've gotten all the rest of them. It's been like a friend or a partner has had one. And so then they've become part of my life. Because, it's like a family member, you know?
Yeah,
I say they always, your heart always hurts so much because they actually take a piece of it when they go. So there's a scar there that has to heal over, but it's never, nothing ever replaces them.
Yeah.
They're just helping to heal that spot. So by the time we all leave, those of us who have many animals in our life have a heart full of scars.
Yeah. And lots of love too. That's I do feel I actually have some fun spirit stories with animals too, because a lot of my former animals still communicate with me now, either spirit or through other animals. And so that's something that I have noticed the more I've cultivated the connection of, like, they're not gone, they're just taking on a different form in terms of how they're communicating with us.
Leah, we have to talk.
Love that. Okay, that's definitely a topic for
let's find a time when we can connect it for leisure and just see where it takes us.
Perfect. Okay.
Again, right. thank you so much for making time for us today.
Leah.
We will talk again soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for making time for us today. We will talk again soon.
If you have a spooky story you'd like us to share on the show,
we can be reached
at theactivitycontinuous@gmail.com. Or through our website or any of our socials.
Links I'm going with what I said before. I feel like
Please,
we were meant to be friends.
Drop us an say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us.
The activity continues.
Next week will be an Amy-only episode as Megan is taking the week off to celebrate her husband's birthday. So we're going to cover an episode that is not on Megan's top, I'd say 1,000 to cover. It is season 2, episode 16, Evil Underground. This was requested a while ago by our listener, Lily, from the Haunted Happy Hour podcast. So if you ever need a good drink recommendation, go check out their Instagram and check them out for all the spooky stories and histories that they provide of the Midwest. I will say that this episode is on the heavy side as it does deal with child death that it's at the time of the story, not in history. So just want to pre-warn anyone planning to watch ahead of next week. And if any of you know Megan at all, we think we can understand why she may not want to cover this one, having a heart of gold and being a mama bear. Being respectful of Megan, we're choosing to do this while she's off celebrating with her family. But we do love getting the listener recommendations, even if they are heavy episodes or we wait on them. If you are interested in submitting an episode for us to cover, please send those thoughts to theactivitycontinues@gmail.com. Again, it's going to be season 2, episode 16, Evil Underground, that came out over 10 years ago. Wow. It's going to be 11 years ago, April 12th, 2013.
We're so old.
So we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.